The Western Michigan University Theater Department is presenting 7 stories of devastation and triumph through female voices from around the world. The documentary-style play, 7, runs through February 2nd. WMUK's Aaron Williams spoke with members of the cast and crew about why it's important that these voices are heard.
We make a basic midwife toolkit. We always tell the Taliban openly what is the project, how it impacts the women, what is the budget. And the Taliban say, well, okay, we will let you have your project if you include information on the prayers about the Quranic verses. And we want to see your materials to make sure that there is nothing against Islam. We don't want any Western ideas to be enforced.
That's Sophie Scanlon running through her lines for the role of Afghani woman Farida Azizi in the play 7. Her character is fighting for basic healthcare needs for women in her home country.
We place materials inside the midwife toolkits. How to pray, how to clean the houses, how to prepare the food, how to make their husbands happy, how to respect their elders. The women need to know these things.
The show is about 7 women from around the world sharing their struggles to find their voice and express their rights as women. This is the first time the play will be performed at WMU. The documentary-style play was written by several playwrights using stories of real women from all over the globe as dialogue. Their acts of courage helped to make their worlds a better place. The women's triumphs include creating the first domestic violence hotline in Russia and making rapists stand trial in Pakistan.
Because it is interviews, all of the women have such a different voice. And it's not just their accents that are different, but it's how they speak and what they say first and what's important. And you get their characters and their lives and their spirits through their words.
The women represent several countries, including Cambodia, Guatemala, and Ireland, but not the United States. Even though you may not be able to relate to these women as easily, the plot shows the importance of being an advocate for justice and human rights despite your circumstances. Here's Lofty Durham, assistant professor of theater and co-director of the show.
Even with, you know, avatars like Anna Deavere Smith and Hillary Clinton and Toni Morrison out there showing people examples, you know, that doesn't mean that we have solved the problem of equality. Watching women confront it and then own it and despite bad things that happen, knowing that there's always time to claim your voice and your identity.
Farida Azizi spent 15 years in a refugee camp after the Taliban forced her to evacuate her home in 1993.
The fact that she was able to go in that for 15 years. You know, I'm a 21-year-old woman. 15 years is a long time. And I can't imagine the majority of my life being spent in a place that wouldn't teach me to read and write. The fact that she is a highly educated, brilliant, brilliant woman with aspirations beyond anything that I could ever imagine is astounding.
Though the subject matter is heavy, each woman finds a way to challenge her issue and move forward. That determination is what Durham hopes to leave the audience with every night.
I want people to feel invited to participate in the movement of making our society better. These women who confronted so much reshaped their lives and their societies. What could we do? We don't have to change the world. We could just start with our local communities like they did.
7 will be performed through February 1st. Visit our website for ticket information. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.